V-E-7-S-L.
V-A-3-H-R-Y, V1 Echo Papa Mobile. To copy there, Henry, over.
Hey, RipLife on Canada Hub. V-E-1-E-P, V-A-3-H-R-Y. Go ahead, Emil. And good morning.
Yeah, off to the races this morning. Got to go to the hobby farm and drop some stuff and pick up some stuff, and then I got to go to Mount Uniac to deliver some stuff to my daughter. So, off and at 'em. I got word last night that because of the activity from the sun is causing the Pico balloon to not beacon as often as it should. So it has interference with the transmissions there. Over.
Yeah, that's easy enough to believe because I just looked at it maybe 15 minutes ago and it's not on the list. So it probably hasn't beaconed in 12 hours or more. The last reported position, I think you told me yesterday, was over Wyoming or Idaho or something around that area. So it's probably still in the dark side or dark side, shadow side. But it's not on the list. Over.
Yeah, you have to go to the one day. Put your map on one day there and you'll see it. That was in Montana, actually. Yeah, the unit is in Montana. And, by the way, they had two drones to follow it, and one of them didn't come back. Over.
Hey, that's funny. I saw the video, and there was no mention of a drone not coming back. Ooh, that must hurt. Yeah, that was a nice video.
Yeah, I had to delete about, I think there was almost 35 picos that didn't report in the last month. So that took me time, and then it was about 14 or so new launches yesterday. So, yeah, it kept me busy there yesterday trying to track those. Over.
Yeah, one of those is probably the balloon that I took interest in some time back, the KC-3. I think the 375, and it hasn't beaconed in well over a week, I think. Yeah, I took your advice, went to one day, and the VE7NFR is over Montana. That was the last recorded beacon. So it's probably over my QTH now. Over.
Yeah, anyway, Adrian and Scott put their drones up there, and Scott had just bought one there, about 1,000 KC. And, it was supposed to come back, but it didn't, so he's going to go back to the company. Hopefully they'll give him a replacement, because when they're supposed to come back, you think they would come back. Whether it's on low battery or whether it's difficulty flying, it's supposed to return to center.
Well, that's what I thought, but I've never owned one, so I didn't want to say anything, but all the videos that I've seen on YouTube, people using drones all over the place, they're so common anymore. Yeah, when the battery gets low, apparently it makes up its own mind and comes back home, or when it gets near out of range or out of range, it turns around and comes back home kind of thing. But I really don't know enough. But that's what makes sense, right? Otherwise, people would be losing these things left and right. well, hopefully they'll refund. Did you say Adrian? I think you said Adrian. But anyway, I absolutely enjoyed the video. And I like the way they seal the thing now, not using tape. They use heat.
Yeah, they still use the tape, though, to attach the payload.
Yeah, I understand that, but not to seal the balloon. I thought that was a great way to seal it and do it over in, like, three areas, three spots, to ensure the seal is good.
Yeah, I was going to leave a pause there. Yeah, we picked up two more adoptees, by the way, this weekend. A VE5 station and one in Washington. So that should be interesting. And it was Scott. I think he paid $1,000 for his, and Adrian only paid like $200 for his, and yet his came back. So I don't know. Sometimes it's not always how much you pay for it. I'm half thinking on getting one myself, actually. I'll have to talk to Lewis and see, of course, with the drone flying, you wouldn't be able to transmit because it makes so much noise.
Yeah, Lewis would, he knows his stuff. He's licensed something on drones down in Texas. He's supposed to be quite expert on it. So. But you know what? I've thought about that a few times, but no, I'm not getting one because I probably wouldn't use it enough to warrant. I really don't have any reason to own it. To own one, but it would be fun to fly. Last year, I was at a soccer game for my granddaughter, and somebody was flying one around, and I'm thinking, wow, that thing was moving. It was quiet. All you could hear was the whining of the propellers, and it would hover. It would just shoot out. I was just amazed by this thing, but no, I can't see myself owning one. Over.
You know, it may be crazy, but maybe I should add another item on my payload video and have it transmit down. Apparently, you can get them to transmit down on 400 megs. That's what they're going to do next time. And there is a high altitude balloon that they're working on, and there is, I guess they got to get parts for another one there as well. Anyway, Henry, I got to unload what I got here at the farm and pick up the load, and I'll be back to about 10:15, I guess.
Good timing, Emil. My cup is empty, so yeah, enjoy your day. I know you will. You're at the hobby farm. And we'll talk to you later. VE1EPVA3HLY.
VE7SLZ.